Skincast, the podcast about aesthetic and plastic surgery, as well as dermatology, with and from me, Dr. Felix Bertram. With my guests, I talk about everything about beauty, skin, and how to feel beautiful in your body. I'm very, very happy and honored to have Julie Horn with me here today. Julie and me founded the Swiss Aesthetic Institute in 2019, right before COVID hit our business, but we made it through. And during this journey, lovely journey, we would have had masterclasses in the small COVID breaks, successful masterclasses. During this journey, we brainstormed on how to develop our institute. And then we came up with an idea of really inviting the top five injectors of the world, or industry leaders, or people who have a huge impact on this industry, and to make a very, very intimate and special event with only 50 attendees. And we want to deliver as much value as possible to these people. The price they pay for this event, we want to make 10x of value, or give 10x of value to these people. This event was sold out in one night. So unfortunately, we can't sell any tickets today, but we are planning on a second and third event. But now I would like to talk with Julie about this event called Inner Circle. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you, Felix. Lovely to be here as usual.
So Julie, how did it came to this idea of Inner Circle, and why did we choose the name Inner Circle?
Well, you and I, we're pretty good at brainstorming.
Yes.
Especially
with
you.
Tequila.
With tequila. Exactly. Now, we do love our brainstorm, and what's so lovely about having you as a business partner, it can be 10 p.m. and ding, that's my phone, and it's from Felix, and just brainstorming is the title. And then I know he have been thinking and having ideas, and we do that a lot. We bounce this back and forth. Yeah. And I think that is how the Inner Circle was born. We wanted to have, again, intimate, bring, like you said, 10 times the value back to the delegates. And we wanted to be in a very comfortable and luxury, you know,
environment,
really, so everyone can come here and walk away with a big wow.
Yeah.
That is our goal. And the name Inner Circle, it's not like it might sound to some people, the Inner Circle with Julie Horn. It's like, oh, you get to be in Julie's circle. No, that's not the story behind the title here. It's more about that the speakers and the 50 delegates, we become an inner circle together as a big team. And as we chose to have it this intimate, we will have a lot of one-on-one time and with all the faculty, and the whole faculty and the delegates will more or less live and spend time together the whole weekend. Yeah. We will not leave, you know, each other at all. We will stay at the same hotel. We will eat breakfast together. We will spend, you know,
yes,
all days.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
So who's in? It's Miranda Pierce, who helped us with the name, to be honest. She's a marketing genius. And
yes,
we love the calls with her.
Yes.
As well as with Tim Pierce, a lovely, humble person. And he's a genius in many things, but he's well known as an injector, and especially in anatomy and complications.
Mm. Patient psychology.
We'll talk about that here as well.
He's so good.
We have lovely Raj Akwia with us. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very happy to have him. I worked on him many times already, but I didn't manage to make him come. You was the one who made that happen. How?
Me and Raj go back. We have collaborated, had trainings together, both virtually and live. And now we just had a tour together in USA. I consider him as a good friend in the aesthetic business, almost like a aesthetic brother to have. No, we're good friends.
Yeah.
We chat, you know, not every day, obviously, but quite often. Mm-hmm. We keep in touch, and No, I really like Raj. He's brilliant. So,
looking very much forward to his assessment. And yeah, that's really mind-blowing.
Just listening to him, it's like, you just want to keep talking.
And his lovely drawings on the face, it's also like a piece of art.
Yes.
And we have Chris Subia with us. Oh gosh, I love this guy. He's really a disruptor and he really always brings me to smile or think or really hits something. What do you think about Chris Subia? He's a very, I think, provocative person. I think some people like him and some hate him. I definitely like him. What do you think about Chris?
I like Christian Subio for many reasons. And also, like you say, he's very authentic. He's speaking the truth. He's not afraid of, you know, questioning things. He's real. I really like him. And I met him in USA recently. And I met him in person. We even went to a nightclub in LA, not just him and me, of course, there were other people involved, so people don't get any funny ideas. So I had the lovely opportunity to spend some time with him, one-on-one time, and discuss with him. He's a really nice guy, privately as well. Humble, sweet. He might be, in my opinion, appears a little bit more calm and shy off Instagram, and he's more provocative and badass on Instagram.
Yes.
Sometimes, and he speaks openly about this, he says he likes me as well, as he told me he does, but he says, I don't agree in everything you say.
Yeah.
And same with me, with Subio. I mean, sometimes he can be a little bit too provocative, in my opinion. It's a couple of incidents only, but overall, he's a really good,
And we need people like this, right? Yes. If we all are the same and all only nice and speak what's politically correct, we won't move forward or can develop. And I mean, I love his humor and his art and his Instagram and his movies where he's coming in like a pimp. So really looking forward.
No, he's a character and he brings big value to the aesthetic industry.
And he's only speaking on two events this year. I mean, probably he's invited to many, but he's only speaking to two and one is ours. So we're very, very much looking forward. So can you describe what's happening? I mean, you arrive on Thursday evening. Where are they going, these 50 attendees? What's happening?
So we are going to have a three-day event, the Inner Circle, Friday to Sunday, August 12th to 14th. The delegates will arrive on the Thursday and they will check in at Zurich's, in my opinion, most beautiful hotel, the Dolder Grand. Oh, I've been there lived there a couple of times. It's just mind-blowing. It's like living in a castle.
Yeah.
And you have
with the view. Perfect view over the lake and the Swiss Alps. And yes. It's lovely.
It's so lovely. So they're going to check into that hotel and there's also the whole faculty is going to stay there over the weekend. So the conference starts on the Friday. So we will start with a stage event.
I have an idea for Thursday. We are thinking of, I mean, I'm talking first time to you. Nobody knows that now. We are thinking of having a welcome drink at the bar.
Yes.
And then day two, we have a dinner here at Skin's restaurant, right?
Yes.
And there's a chef's table. There's one table which is in the middle of the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
My preferred table. Honestly, my private table. And I was thinking, what do you think? Why not having a lottery? A tombola? Do you, do you know what I mean? So we will find these six or seven people who will sit on the chef's table on day two by having this tombola.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. The roller.
And you pick one. Yeah. What do you think about this idea?
I love that idea.
Good.
Yeah.
So that's going to happen with some drinks on Thursday evening.
Oh.
For the ones who want.
Amazing. I like that idea. Let's do that.
Good.
Yes. And then we have the conference in one of the beautiful ballrooms, conference rooms at the Dolder Grand. It's a full day conference on stage. We will talk about different topics. There will be live injections. I will do lips on stage. And then day two and three, we are going to be in this facility at the training academy. and have, and also your clinic, SkinMed. We need some space for these 50 delegates, and we're going to have different workshops. And every single delegate will be able to attend every single workshop during those 2 days.
Yeah.
Also very intimate groups, one-on-one with the trainer. So they go more into detail and there will,
So we have 5 speakers, right? You will talk about lips, definitely. What can we expect here?
So on my time on stage on the Friday, I will devote some time to talk about my success story, if I can call it like that, how I built my brand, how I grew my business. I also would like to share, you know, who is Julie Horn? A little bit of my personal story so they know more who I am. Because I am actually, believe it or not, a little bit camera shy. And I have recently started to share a little bit about my life and who I am and how that have affected me and even helped me to become who I am today. So that is something I'm going to tell them, my personal story. I'm going to share with them the tools I learned, how to become stronger and more confident during my journey. And then I'm going to share how I build up my brand. My goal is to give people a little bit of a recipe or a shortcut to, you know, avoid doing, I don't know, mistakes and stuff that takes time. I want, you know, people to know the pearls that made me successful. I want to share that with the delegates. So it's not only going to be about lips.
Good.
This time.
Good.
So,
Cool, cool. We also might have a panel talk in the end of day one, Friday.
Yes.
Where we all sit together. And I mean, many of these people believe or attendees believe that we all are superstars and made it easy like this. And we want to share our struggles, right? Our downtimes. And we're just normal humans. And we have the same struggles than they have. And I think it's quite liberating if we could have this talk and share our struggles and things we have to deal with on a daily basis.
Yeah. And that's also something that's different from other conferences. It's not often you hear people talking, you know, being personal like that. So I think it's big value for people to be able to be vulnerable, to be honest, and to speak from their hearts on stage. I think that can be very motivating for the delegates and also, you know, make them understand that we also have struggles and we work very, very hard behind the scenes, even if it might sometimes looks very, you know, luxurious sometimes on Instagram. We post, we share some experiences, but behind everything, it's a lot of hard work, isn't it?
That's what I will talk about. I mean, I have the entrepreneurial part and it's first time I'm on stage. I'm very excited to do that. And as you, I'm slightly camera shy. And many people say, okay, on Instagram, you always see these shiny parts. And I agree with that. I fall in this trap as well. I show pictures of, I don't know, private jets and jet skis and Porsches and whatever. But I never thought about it and why. I think it's a natural movement. You don't want to show you sitting on a toilet or something like that, or being in have dirty dishes in front of you. Maybe it would be helpful, but you don't do that. You want to show that. But I mean, that gives a wrong perception of what's happening. And the truth is, and I will talk about that, being an entrepreneur is not sexy and luxury at all. It's hard, hard work. And it's not physical hard work. It's mentally hard work. You really are like squeezed into all these problems 24/7. I mean, when we finish this podcast, I will have another few talks with employees. And I know a few one of them will be difficult. And I have to explain them why the way they work is not appropriate. And that might end up in a bad situation, and that will affect me tonight, and I will sit in my bed and brainstorm on this. And this stuff happens day by day. You wake up in the morning and 5 problems occur. You open up your email account and you see, oh gosh, shit, and this happens. And as an entrepreneur, you can't plan your day. I can't say I start in the morning with a coffee and then have a nice talk with my CFO and then I go for lunch. No. it can turn around
180
degrees in a second. So, I mean, one side, it's what I want. It's the freedom. I can structure. I can do whatever I want in my life. Mm-hmm. But the sacrifices are high.
Yeah.
That's the truth. Yeah. The same for you. I know you were working hard in the background.
The one thing that I have noticed with you, and, you know, you have over 100 employees. And one thing that fascinates me so much, and I think that is one of the reasons that you are so darn successful today, is that you are available and you are there for your employees. And you never, ever stop trying to motivate them, bringing them up with you, making them grow. I think that is one key for your success. It's many, of course, factors that weighs in, but that is something that I really have paid attention to. And you're there and you are such a problem solver, really. And one thing I would like to ask you is, you know, everyone starts small. I know how you started your business. I'm happy for you to tell also the audience a little bit how you started.
I will.
And then tell us, when did you start to stop thinking small and to really scale your business? Mm-hmm. When did that happen and what happened to change that?
Very interesting question. And what you said, the most important skill in this business is it's a people business and you have to deal with people, you have to communicate. And I can tell you, it's a struggle every day. It's very difficult because my logic and my world is not necessarily your world and your logic. So it's very difficult to find this band between me and the employee to explain what I mean and make it understandable for him. My story started, I came here to Switzerland as a dermatologist back in 2007 and started as a dermatologist and thought I will do that until I'm retired. To be very honest with you, I hided a lot of my passions because of social expectations. My surrounding, my family wanted me to be a doctor, and I had this stamp, doctor. I had the feeling I had to stay a doctor. I'm a doctor. I'm not allowed to do anything else. But by time I came to this conclusion, I will blow my own trumpet. Why not? It's my life. And it's your life, and you do whatever you want, and I do whatever I want. And then slowly, I mean, what happened, my waiting list was long, very, very soon. Not because I'm a brilliant dermatologist, because there's no competition here, that's the truth. So I had a lot of demand, and instead of just stopping taking new patients, what a lot of doctors do, I said, okay, if there's a demand, I want to deliver a solution. So I hired a first doctor, another dermatologist, a lady. Mm. So we were two. And then she was full. And then we had to stop this contract there and moved into a new clinic. But still, I wasn't ready to be a real entrepreneur. The change came when I had to make a hard decision in 2017. Our dermatology department was like, I don't know, 9 doctors, and we had 2 plastic surgeons. And the plastic surgery department wasn't doing well because these doctors had to do the surgery in other clinics and they were moving all the time. And it's a lot of time and money you lose there. And I had to make the decision to either stop plastic surgery and cut them out or think big. And that's where it started. And then I constructed a clinic with a clinic license, which is here, and with a lot of risks, and I had to take a big, big piece of money from the bank. But yeah, it worked out. And from day one, it really went crazy and we were full, 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 full. And then COVID came and full, 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 even fuller, fuller, fuller. And yeah, now it's 7 plastic surgeons and I don't know, 15 dermatologists. And today I really know that's my passion. I still love being a dermatologist and I do so once a week. I love doing skin surgery and I love doing injections, but the rest of the time, I love being an entrepreneur. That's what's really fulfilling me, brainstorming on new stuff and share it with Juliet at 10 p.m.
10 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Yes, yes.
It's impressive. And I just have to say, I got a little visual when you said you wanted to blow your own trumpet. I don't know.
You know whom I got the quote from? It's Raj. Raj said it in one of our calls, and I liked it. He said, why not blowing our own trumpet? I said, yes, cool. It's cool. Do you know who's coming? Do you know the attendees? We know a few ones, right?
We do know a few ones, yes. Some of them have attended my masterclass already. They want to come back for this bigger event. I think we have delegates from all over the world.
Yes.
Majority from USA.
But also three from Australia.
Australia, mm-hmm. Three from Australia, yeah. No, and I love that we are such a mix of people. We are a mix of doctors, probably dentists and nurses, yeah. And physician associates as well, yeah.
What I like on the group of speakers is, my feeling is our industry is still quite young, right?
Very young.
But on the other side, it has so much potential. It's one of the big, big, big future businesses.
Yes.
And we invited really a small group of speakers who are the ones who stepped forward now, who made things new or went in another direction. When I think of Tim Pierce or Miranda, how great they do their marketing, mm-hmm. how great they build up their empire. And I think they will come with 4 or 5 people and filming. And we have a lot of calls with them. And it's so inspiring to talk with them. We have Raj as another great injector. And as well, Chris Subio, who really, really used this Instagram to communicate to all of us in a very new way and really bust a few topics out there. Mm-hmm. So I think that's something I'm thrilled about and looking forward to really share all this with the speakers. But I presume the 50 attendees are also very, very much industry leaders and huge, huge personalities. And I'm looking forward to really have this inner circle to share minds. It's really more conference where we brainstorm together on future topics.
And what the cool thing is that they won't come here and just listen to, we're actually 6 speakers if you include yourself, Felix.
Sorry.
It would be much more than coming and learn how to inject the nasolabial folds, yeah. You know. We want, you know, to teach people how to improve their social media skills, yeah. Their marketing skills, how to grow the business, that's your part, patient psychology. We want them to get the whole package, yeah. Not only come and learn some new pearls, how to inject. We want them to get and something important you should repeat 3 times doing a talk. So this is the 3rd time. We want to give them 10 times the value back for the ticket price. Yeah. So they can develop and grow their business and maybe take some shortcuts to avoid things that we have tried in the past that wasn't, we found better solution. We want to share our success and, you know, things that have worked for us. And we also wanted to bring in a diversity, the diversity of the speakers. Because if you look at Tim, Miranda, Raj and Christian, yourself and myself, we're very different people and we do different things and represent different things. So bringing those people together, I think this is going to be just mind-blowing.
Yeah. Do you think what's the reason for success? And I think it's finding your why, your purpose. And that's what I explained earlier. I was stamped to be a doctor and that was okay. But my inner soul wanted something different. And it took many years to get there. Mm-hmm. Now I'm feeling totally comfortable. And if I wanted to be an actor tomorrow, I will do that. I want to follow my purpose, my why. And I think that's something I would like to talk about, to find their why. Mm-hmm. I think you found your why. And that's something I would like to motivate other people to think of that more deeply and not follow paths others made for you or social pressure. We have all these struggles every day, but I think you have to find your why. And once you find your why, you definitely are on the right path to success.
Absolutely. And so much comes for free because you find the passion and the motivation when you find that path you want to follow.
Yeah.
So absolutely.
Because you continuously have to work on that. I mean, I always say there are no shortcuts in having success. Many people think, oh, all right, I open up 5 clinics and I put someone in there and then I sit at home and count my money. Never will happen. Yeah. Never, ever will happen. So to run a business, whatever it is, or to improve your personal brand, you have to continuously work on that. I give you an example. Instagram also was something for me. I mostly just followed, you know, and I wasn't active in it. Mm-hmm. But at certain stages, certain points in life, I had the feeling I have to be active on social media, on Instagram. I started posting, but I had no purpose and no why. I did it because all of you guys did it and are doing it. And that ended up, I stopped again at a certain point. So you really need something which motivates you day by day to continuously work on this, and then success comes. I mean, you are working on your social media account every day. You answer questions, you work on pictures, you post something, and so on. I can't do it because I don't have the time, and there's no sense for me doing it. I now try to get into it again because of want to share entrepreneurial thoughts and want to move into this more being a speaker and motivator and something like that. But yeah, that I think you need this purpose, a cause to do something.
I totally agree. And one thing with the Instagram is that I'm going to admit is that I think it soon will become a word for it. You get Instagram burnouts sometimes.
Yeah,
you do. You can in periods be extremely active. You can post stories and, you know, and be there super active. And then you get like this, you know, I can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
So you need that social media break. And then, you know, sometimes I'm very inactive because I need the time away from it to find the motivation again to keep on.
That's a good point. I love to work hard, but I need my pieces of balance. I don't like the word work-life balance because I think you should come to the point where it's only life balance, because work and life is both
life.
Big pleasure. You know, it's both life.
Mm.
But I, for example, need my sports.
Mm.
At least I have to do cycling twice or three times a week. Otherwise, I don't feel comfortable.
Mm.
What is your piece of balance in your daily life?
I would say for me, it's, you know, to really, really relax, because I am on, what do you call it? What's the word? Often on
fire.
My mind is working all the time. I'm doing a lot of work in the background, and sometimes it can be exhausting. So to find the balance in life is also very important for me. And the most important thing is, after I have worked very, very hard for a period of time, my body starts telling me, really, now it's time to think, to relax. And I have been good because I have, you know, crashed a few times during my life, taking on way too much than I can handle. And with, you know, I'm a hard worker, and I'm, you know, I want so much, and sometimes I made a mistake. I didn't listen to my body. And then it takes time to come back, you know, to get the energy back, to get the passion and motivation back. So I learned the lesson the hard way, and I really listen to my body now. So for me, to find the balance is to relax, to go offline, to go out in nature. I love nature, animals, spend time with my dogs on quality time, go on a trail walk up in the mountains. That is, you know, quality time for me. Go to a spa, get a full body massage, you know, pamper myself, really, you know, relax, relaxation. That is, I think, the number one that I tend to choose when I need to ground myself a bit. But then it's also, sometimes it's important to also have fun, you know, so socialize, having nice dinners. a party now and then. I mean, it's important for me to work hard, but also relax and, you know, load your batteries again and then have fun.
I think it's a circle, a necessary circle.
I mean,
the logic of sports, if you want to improve in sports, you have to train, but then you have to regenerate.
Yes.
If you don't proper regenerate, you never will make it to the top. So both, if you talk to great trainers in instructors, they tell you, if you want to make it to the top, you need the hard training, but you need the regeneration part.
Yes.
It's as important as the training. So same here.
Mm.
We are willing to give everything you during your masterclass, and I see you really give everything. So you need the break in the evening and or maybe day after, whatever. I totally understand you. I think that's important for all the our audience and all the attendees. You need both, otherwise you won't make it.
You won't make it in the long term, no. You need breaks.
Ah, I could talk all the day with you, but as I said, I have to move on. There's work waiting for me. Let me quickly touch a few topics with you, Julie. Swiss Aesthetic Institute really, really improved well and is very successful. We have your masterclasses and shadow days. We have doctors from SkinMed offering basic trainings for Botox and fillers. Very, very successful. We will bring in probably Malte very soon with Tiertoff fillers. He will make one of our dermatologists a very handsome guy.
Very.
But also very, very good doctor and yes. smart mind. He will do trainings on Tiertoff fillers and he might have a webinar with you.
Yes.
Also, that will be a future project, continuing with our webinars. Mm-hmm. We already have some great webinars on the webpage.
Yeah.
But what are other future projects we would like to jump into?
Now, I mean, we, of course, we want to grow.
Sure.
Right? So we are definitely going to expand in the future. And also regarding the facility, we are going also to bring in more international big KOLs and injectors all over the world so they can offer their trainings here at SAI. We are also planning to start a membership program. So we are in the...
Also here, the value should be 10 times more than they invest, like,
for the membership program.
Absolutely.
They will get more back than they pay, for sure. And that's the goal with everything. Also, I can see Swiss Aesthetic Institute having tours mm-hmm. around the world. That's something we started to brainstorm on a little bit. And we just want to bring people on board as well. And, you know, the goal is to make Swiss Aesthetic Institute one of the best institutes that can offer amazing trainings, real talk, high value for the money, an international brand. I think that will be our goal.
What a lovely sentence. Nothing to add here from my side. So thanks again, Julie.
Thank you,
Peter. It was amazing to speak to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me on this episode. If you want to know more about the topic, check our website skinmed.ch and follow us on Instagram, Swiss Aesthetic Institute, as well as SkinMed Switzerland. You'll find the direct links in the show notes below. I look forward to seeing you on the next Skincast episode. Bye-bye, Felix.